This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brad Wales, I'm a co-founder of the Eastside Parkways Coalition with Candace Moppins, executive director of the Delvin Grider Community Center. I wanted to call in and comment on your comment that the governor commented that if we didn't do the tunnel, they would take the money away. I'd like to, you know, let everyone know that's factually impossible. Reason being is that the DOT is so far behind in their maintenance of their retaining walls that the retaining walls need to be removed. They admit this themselves on page 14 of the final design report environmental assessment from January 2024. Section 1.3.2.5, infrastructure deficiencies. Number one, concrete retaining walls. That's a short paragraph that ends in, therefore, the retaining walls need replacement. So there's $1 billion in the ground that we'll never see, you know, the benefit of. In order to replace those retaining walls, the first thing they have to do is pound soldier piles in right in front of people's houses for a mile stretch on either side. They have to go down at the northern end 20 more feet than the current pavement. And then they put in these lagging walls. So they essentially built an enormous temporary retaining wall in front of people's houses. Next, they will have to remove the retaining wall, the existing massive retaining wall that's not repairable anymore. Next, they dig and blast down up to 20 more feet on the northern end. Then they can pave, probably put in a sub base. Only then can they re-pour their brand new massive retaining walls. And only then can they put the cap on top. So the spin on the street is that a cap is like easy breezy, right? But in actual fact, in order to build the tunnel, they have to build two new massive retaining walls.
Man.
And those retaining walls can't be repaired as they are. So there's no way the state can take the money away.
Interesting. Brad, what are your thoughts on the judge's decision? I assume you're happy like Terry?
Oh, it's a monumental decision. And not only, I mean, it's a tremendous win for the people, for the city of Buffalo. Because if the tunnel was built, the problem with the tunnel is that it would cement in place for the next 100 years that the expressway could never be removed. And highway removal is now the new norm in New York State. Niagara Falls, Rochester, Syracuse, plan for Albany, plan for the 198. So why not highway removal for the east side too?
That's what, you know, I was wondering, and obviously we just ran short of time in the last segment, but, you know, this was recently done in Rochester, and so far it seems to have been a huge success. Have you guys gone, looked at that, and you tried to use that as an example when petitioning the state?
Absolutely. And, you know, we just went there, myself and Sherry Sherrill, representing ESP, went there, graciously invited with Senator Sean Ryan to look at their highway removal. You know, Sean advocated for highway removal for, you know, in the region central for Skajakwita, albeit highway removal to a boulevard. The magical thing that we can do here, Joe, is that we can't have highway removal to a boulevard. The people in the community, such as Rock and the early kind of heroic community groups that got this thing started, they already said they don't want a boulevard of 65,000 cars in front of their houses. It's not possible. What we need here is complete highway removal. We could go in the city of Buffalo, and we deserve it. And we also know, because we foiled GBNRTC traffic data, we also know that we don't need two highways coming in from the east in a city the size of Buffalo. So we could go from worst to first in the country. We could be national leaders. And by the way, filling it in, because of what I just told you about the retaining walls, just filling it in and restoring Humboldt Parkway is probably about half or a third the cost.
You know, Brad, you mentioned Sean Ryan. He's running for mayor. He's currently a state senator. When looking at the field of mayoral candidates, do any of them fully support your plan as opposed to the state's plan?
Absolutely. Garnell Whitfield has come out already in support. So has Michael Gaynor. And, you know, we would hope that all the candidates would come out because, you know, this shouldn't be a political issue. Like, nobody should be hanging back. Everybody knows this is a life and death issue. It's a human tragedy. The expressway is a human tragedy. You know, people are dying young. The low life expectancy adjacent to the freeway, the expressway right now, is in the 99th percentile in New York State. It's in the 95 to 100 percentile nationwide. This is per the EPA's EJ screen tool, and also documented in the FDRDA by DOT themselves.
All interesting stuff. Hey, Brad, really appreciate it. And keep us in the loop. Anything you guys need to bring to us, please make sure you get in touch, all right?
Hey, Joe, they can't take the money away, man.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.